Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, 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 all my trucking family out there in the big old wide countryside. This is Tiffany from Redneck and I's Radio, Women of Redneck and I's, coming to you live in East Liverpool, Ohio. We are sitting at 34 degrees here, and it is flipping cold, let me tell ya. The reason I say it's cold is because we have one big, big, big storm coming in, like most of you guys all do. You're going to see it here, you know, coming before long, I should say. But I wanted to come to you and let you know that we are all gearing up for Christmas, as everybody is. But, you know, I want to find out how many of you guys are actually going to be home for Christmas this year. What is your plans for Christmas? What do you guys do with your family at Christmas time? Okay. Do you guys all get together? Do you go to each other's house? You know, what do you do? Give us a shout out and let us know. Make sure if you are watching us live on Facebook Live, because I kind of got it started just in time. I was kind of up in the air whether or not I was going to do it. So I was like, you know what? Let's do it because I haven't done it in a while. Now, it might fade out a little bit on Facebook Live only because, you know, for some other reason, I never have enough something it tells me I need on my computer. So, yeah, we don't care, right? We wing it here at Redneck and I's, hence the name. You know, we just get things going the way we need to and just keep on rolling with the punches, right? Okay, so it is 7:01, like I said, here in the eastern side on December 21st. Oh, my gosh, people. We are almost to the end of the year. Now, I know Ed said he, you know, may or may not do a show on Friday because of the holiday, and same thing with on Monday. We all understand that because we all want to be with our families, right? So bear with us if you can't get a hold of us or we're not on either Friday or Sat or Monday, okay? So just, you know, understand, hey, like we tell you guys, if you can't spend it with family, spend it with friends. And if you have to be in the truck, just remember, reach out to us because we're always here for you guys. You know, we might not actually show it as much because we're not on live a lot, or, you know, I might not get to the comments on Facebook quick enough, but just remember, we are here. Okay, so give us a call at 515-602-9731 and chat with us. That's option one. If you don't want to chat with us, just hang out and listen, because you never know when we get started what you might listen to. It could be all good. It could be all bad. Who knows? Oh, that almost went down wrong too. Okay, so let's get things started. All right. I've been doing a little bit of stuff online, looking and finding different articles to talk to you guys about, because we know, excuse me, with the storm coming in, Greg is actually on his way to Burns Harbor. And it's not looking the best out that way, which we know, you know, yes, it is December. So, yes, we do know the roads are going to be tricky and the storm's coming in. So don't be surprised if you run into a storm, okay? But be aware of it. Know if you're going somewhere, that's what he was doing today before he left. He was looking and anticipating what he was going to run into when he gets out there. You know, he may have a chance to get out of there before it hits real good out there. But you never know. You know, anything can happen. The storm can be moving faster than what they suspected and come in sooner. So just be aware of that. That is one good thing to know when you're out on the road is, say, he was actually talking to Phil, which was part of Redneck and I's, you know, in the beginning. And Phil was going to Iowa, which I believe he was going in and going out. So he's probably already out of there now. He might have just been there today. I don't know. I can't remember. But that's what Greg told him. He says, you know, it's going to get really shitty up there, right? So, but you got to kind of anticipate and check on those things in advance and plan accordingly. If it's going to be extremely bad, then yeah, you want to leave a little bit early so you can get in and get out as quick as you can or do it safely. Okay. All right. So, like I said, we're on Facebook Live. I haven't done it in a while, and I popped on earlier and did a quick little video just to say, hey, we're going to be live tonight at 7 o'clock. So let's get to chatting. Okay, so I always look and see if I can find stuff to tell you guys about in the news, because I know some of you guys don't get it all the time or see it all the time, or, you know, or maybe you get tired of listening to it. I don't know. I didn't get to read over this article because I just found this article, actually. And it's very lengthy, and I was informed that sometimes reading a full article, I lose you guys all, okay? But the headline of this is, rumors of the death of the 24/5 tires has been greatly exaggerated. Now, I'm going to skim through. I'm going to read you the first paragraph here. It says, the Bridgestone Low Pro 24/5s on owner-operators John McCormick's 2021 Kenworth W900L are getting fairly close to the mileage where he typically replaced them with a virgin rubber in all positions. He's about 30,000 miles or so shy of the 250,000 mark with them. I'm going to need them pretty soon, he said. I was kind of waiting to have a set on there before the snow flies, but I never did get it done. He still has plenty of meat on the tires, okay, because that's not too bad. It depends on, you know, of course, your alignment and everything on your truck. And he goes on to say, they said they can't get any 24/5s. Their tire dealers were telling them they would cease production on them and said there wasn't any demand for them. Okay. Yet, could that possibly be, he asked himself, given, for instance, the entire fleet of thousands of pneumatic trailers owned by his leasing fleet, Oakley Trucking, seemed to be outfitted with the 24/5s. That's to say nothing of his own and countless other owner-operators' low-pro 24/5s. Okay? And it goes on to Gary Wasco of the GL Wasco & Sons small fleet based in Michigan has struggled with it for 2 years, he said, to the point that he bought as many replacement 24/5s as he could, well ahead of the needed replacements. So maybe they are starting to get, but then again, I don't want to say it's just 24/5s, because I know here a while back, my dad was trying to get tires, and he uses the big wagon wheels, like Greg calls them, but he was having trouble getting tires. I know they were having trouble getting tires capped because they just weren't capping anything because they weren't getting anything into cap. Okay. Okay. The Yokohama rep answering a query about the rumored phased out of size noted simply, we are continuing production on the 24/5s and have supply. Bridgestone spokesman Zach Ellis, too, noted Bridgestone Americans continues to see demand of the 24/5 tire size across the commercial industry. While some customers are beginning to shift towards the low pro 22/5 size due to the benefits such as increased fuel efficiency, the 24/5s remain a market priority as we look to meet existing demand. So they're not phasing them out, you know, but people are starting to buy more of the 22/5s. That shift has long been underway, and it's certainly true that the 22/5 size is now, by some measure, the most common one for highway applications. That's according to another major tire manufacturer who declined to go on record yet emphasized that the 24/5 is not being phased out. The manufacturer rep also echoed perspective that was shared with a small fleet owner, Wasco, by a dealer in recent weeks that manufacturers are finally getting back to making 24/5s in earnest after the size took a back seat for a couple of years as raw material supply chains, rubber, carbon black, were thrown into disarray with the pandemic, giving tire manufacturer sources problems of their own. For the low-pro 24/5s that McCormick and Wasco utilize, ongoing sources issues could be a result of the general decline in demand in recent years. That's suggested by what Michelin spokesman David Finson had to say about how Michelin has prioritized production based on the largest demand, market demand for the 24-5 is standard and low pro dimensions still exist. Low pro 22-5s, he added, have been the most demand in current years, while the low pro 24-5 demand has decreased the most. Okay, so they're not getting rid of them at all. They just, you know, weren't in production for a while. So it was hard for people that actually use them to get them. So now they're starting to get back in production, so it's going to be a little bit longer, but you're going to start seeing them back in your tire shops again. So don't fret, people. If you run the 24-5s, low pro 24-5s, you will get them again. If you run the 22-5s, you're still good to go. And if you're on the big old wagon wheels, eh, okay, might be a little bit tougher, but we shall see. Okay. Hey, you guys all know I tell you about our one dog, Max, that, you know, sometimes he is complaining about wanting to come downstairs. Well, he was sleeping early and didn't want to come down. Well, he's up or whining now because he wants to come down. So, we'll see. Okay, so back to it. All right. Let's see here. I am kind of scrolling through things like I always do, trying to find something to tell you guys about. Okay. Let's see. Most of the stories I have here is stuff that we've already talked about. I mean, we've all talked about Tesla's trucks. I don't want to go into that anymore because actually, honestly, I am tired of hearing about it. Yes, they are going to come out with, you know, battery-operated trucks, autonomous trucks, okay? It's a wave of the future. As much as all of us don't want to see it, nor will we ever be part of it, knock on wood, never be part of it, I should say. Not many people are really going to take what they say as, you know, God when it comes to how these trucks perform. Okay, we know that they are going to perform great on level roads with perfect weather. But when you get out into the mountains and some of the passes that get completely covered, who's going to get out there and put those chains on those trucks? If you're an autonomous truck and, you know, is it going to have an automatic button that says, hey, look, there's snow on the ground, let's throw our chains down? Question in hand, right? Makes you wonder, is that what they do? Who knows? Okay. Okay, let's see. All right. Oh, let's see if any... Okay. Here's something that we all need to be aware of. I'm not going to say so much of you guys that pull flatbed or, you know, step deck and stuff like that, but we all know this time of year, what is the biggest concern of your company, especially if you are a van driver, okay? It's cargo theft, right? We know this time of year it happens. It always happens. It's going to keep happening because, hey, it's just one of those things, right? Okay, top three targeted states. You ready for this? California, Texas, and Georgia. Yes. Average loss value, $116,000, they're saying. And most of the time, it is household goods, food and beverages, tronics. Top targeted location types, okay? Parking lots, truck stops, secured lots. So, you know, you take the truck and you park it in a secure lot, and now it gets broken into? Are you supposed to be responsible for it? I mean, granted, the insurance of the company would cover it, but it's kind of crazy. You take it to a secure lot where it's supposed to be, quote unquote, secure, where nobody's going to get into it. Who gets into it if it's secure, right? Okay, total loss value, you know, time period, is $6,033,572 worth. That's what they're saying, okay? But it says, cargo theft experts warn of holiday activity increase. Now, wasn't it not too long ago out in California where all the vans that were on the trains that was being broken into, and they had that one section of the tracks that was completely littered with cargo boxes or packing boxes of cargo, like Amazon, you know, Walmart, whatever else, other company where you were buying stuff online, it was being shipped. So if you didn't get a package that you ordered, it's because somebody broke into the trailer and stole it while it was on a train going through a section of California. And I want to say Los Angeles, that kind of sticks into my head. So I'm not real sure, but that's what I'm kind of thinking it is. So don't quote me, as I always say, because I don't claim to know everything. Okay. So over the last 5 years, there has been a rise in theft incidents reported to the CargoNet Command Center during the winter holiday season. Here's a snapshot of the events, including theft by state, commodity type, location type, theft type, loss of value from December 23rd through January 2nd. This was probably from last year. And these are what I was telling you just a few minutes ago. Okay, cargo theft recording firm CargoNet has reported that supply chain theft activity is extremely elevated, and the company believes that it will continue into the holiday season as experienced cargo thieves will seek to exploit a target-rich environment of unattended trucks close to warehouses. I can see that, because what do they tell you? Drop it here. We'll call you when we're done. And it could be 12 hours or more. Okay, theft and fraud complaints filed with CargoNet between August 1st and December 14th are up 27% year over year. Complaints filed between December 1st and December 14th are up 40% year over year, CargoNet noted. CargoNet explained theft data between December 23rd and January 2nd for the past five holiday seasons to help trucking companies and others and a supply chain mitigation theft this holiday. In this analysis, there were 176 incidents reported to CargoNet, and the average cargo theft was valued at $116,000. The number of incidents increased progressively each year. Last holiday season, there were 42 incidents reported between December 23rd and January 2nd. Incidents were most common in Texas and California, tied at 18% of incidents in each state. Incidents were also common in other major cargo theft hotspots like Georgia, Florida, and Illinois. Thieves most often stole unattended vehicles and shipments parked at major retail parking lots and truck stops. The CargoNet noted that incidents at fenced truck yards were a close third to the other two categories. Wow. Okay. Electronic commodities like TVs and computers were favored by cargo thieves in an analysis. The firm said commodity preferences closely mimicked consumer demand. Well, heck, yeah, they can steal those TVs and electronics, sell them for a decent amount of money, and there you go. Okay. Cost and security of some food and beverage products like meat and seafood will make them attractive targets this holiday. Cargo thieves also targeted shipments of tires, motor oil, and major appliances, which remain attractive targets. The holiday seasons were extremely concerned about specific categories of freight that may be targeted through complex fraud and misdirection schemes that have exploded in popularity in California and are spreading to other states, CargoNet said. Cargo thieves have been misrepresenting themselves as legitimate truck drivers to brokers and bidding on truckloads of shipments of solar panels, cryptocurrency mining equipment, motor oil, tire, appliances, and more. If their bid is accepted, the thieves will misdirect the shipment through a series of cross-dock warehouses and ultimately into their custody. Few shipments that have made it to their custody have been recovered, and it can take the victims in the supply chain weeks to realize what has happened, as thieves will often produce fictitious proof of delivery documents before disappearing. Wow. That's like, wow. Cargonet said motor carriers should verify the legitimacy of any brokers that offer to hire them to pick up a shipment and deliver it to a nearby cross dock instead of consignee address. Whew, right? That's like, wow. Kind of threw me when I was reading and it said, you know, and that, well, I can see it because I know when I was, you know, doing stuff with Greg and Donnie and finding them loads, you know, I was the one that threw Ace and Bennett. So it was kind of easier for me because the companies that I was dealing with was already legitimately set up with Ace and them, and Ace verified that I worked or I was, you know, a wife or whatever in finding loads. But I had to send them, you know, paperwork from Ace sometimes saying, yes, this is good to go. So I can see where these people are doing this and actually, you know, pulling and making it look like they are legitimate brokers or drivers or whatever the case may be and kind of flip-flop everything around. Because a lot of these companies we know, they take stuff to cross docks. When Greg was pulling the driving in, he took some stuff to a dock and they unloaded it there. And he'd have to wait till they unloaded it and they would just cross dock it onto one of their trucks or whatever and take it to another location, you know. So, or that would be a storehouse or a warehouse that they would store the stuff in until they were ready for it at the location it was going to. So who's to say that those people at these cross docks don't do just what that was just talking about there? Maybe they are the ones that's doing the 90% of the theft of these loads. But we don't know. We never want to say these people are the ones that are doing it because we just don't know. Okay? So... But give me your thoughts on it. 515-602-9731, option one to be part of the conversation. And you guys on Facebook Live, come on, give us a call. Don't be afraid. We love hearing and talking with everybody. Okay? So, like I said, give us a chat. All righty. Let's see. Okay. Here we go. This is something we all want to hear, and we've been seeing it. Everybody's been commenting how the prices seem to be falling for fuel. Okay, diesel falls to lowest national average since February. Diesel prices continue their rapid descent last week, falling another 15.8% or 15.8 cents to the national average of $4.60 per gallon during the week ending December 19th. According to the Department of Energy, Energy's Information Administration, okay, that the lowest national average for diesel fuel since the week ending February 28th, when diesel price, when prices were at $4.10 per gallon before they rocketed to nearly $5 the following week. That was like a major hike. We all know that. During the most recent week, diesel prices fell to all regions across the U.S., with the largest being seen in New England, where prices dropped by 22.6 cents. California still narrowly holds the nation's highest fuel prices at $5.44 per gallon, followed by Central Atlantic region at $5.32 per gallon. The cheapest diesel can be found in the Gulf Coast region at $4.21 per gallon, followed by the Midwest region at $4.48 per gallon. Prices in other regions, according to the EIA, are New England, $5.26 a gallon, Lower Atlantic, $4.64 a gallon, Rocky Mountain, $4.86 a gallon, and West Coast, Les California, $4.88 a gallon. Promile numbers during the same week saw fuel prices fall by 17.7 cents to $4.85 per gallon. According to Promile's Fuel Surcharge Index, the most expensive diesel can be found in California at $5.68 per gallon, and the cheapest can be found in the Gulf Coast region at $4.25 per gallon. So let us know what you guys are paying per gallon for fuel. Kind of, you know, in your location. Kind of like to find out, you know, what it's looking like where you're at. Okay. So give us a shout out and let us know. again, 515-602-9731. Now, I do want to say, since I do got you guys on live, and I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again, you know, there is a good chance, you know, actually there is a very good chance. As of March of 2023, our radio show will be coming to an end. We don't get the participation that we look for. We do have obligations with a couple of our sponsors that we will still, you know, adhere to because of the fact they, you know, like us advertising about them and talking about them and telling people about their product. Okay. But we will finish that up. Now, we are not dispersing our group. Don't get me wrong. It's just the radio station that we're closing down because we don't get we don't get the support to do the radio station. Okay. So without your guys' support coming on and talking to us and being part of our conversations weekly, it's kind of hard to do, you know, because like now I have one caller on, you know, don't get me wrong, love him dearly. It's my husband. Him and Robbie are the only two that mostly ever call in. Now everybody knows when the radio stations are, you know, it's easy. On Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, every Wednesday, as Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, every week, mostly. He does take time off. Okay, sorry, Holly, I didn't look. I guess you are here too. I'm sorry. So we do have a couple on tonight, but like I said, it is kind of hard to carry out a radio station when you talk to a screen or a microphone to yourself. So like I said, come March, we have decided as a group that, you know, we're done with the radio station. It just doesn't make sense for us to keep paying for something that is not being utilized by anybody else except for the few of us here, okay? So don't get me wrong. Redneck and I's is not going anywhere. We're definitely going to be here for, you know, the long haul because we like being with our people. And you all out there are our people, whether or not we talk to you on a daily basis, but every time you comment on something that we put on Facebook or you comment on something that we've commented on or we've shared or anything along those lines, we're like, okay, they know we're still here. We still have somebody out there that wants to talk to us or be a part of us or get to know us more. Now, we've talked about it in the past and we're going to talk about it again. When it comes to Redneck and I's, we are here to educate you all on a little bit of anything. If you have a problem with something and you can't get it into the shop, you know, reach out to us. You know, unfortunately, we do not have a phone number on the group, you know, because another thing that was never utilized, it was kind of crazy having a phone number. But we do have email. We do have, you know, Facebook Messenger. So, I mean, there is ways to get a hold of us. You can email us at any time. You know, Redneck and I's has its own email page. So I will post all those in the comments of the video so you guys can reach out to us because we want to be able to talk to you, okay? So don't be afraid to reach out and talk to us. We are going to take a Okay, I have a caller here that wants to jump on, so here we go. All right, caller, how are you? Greg? I wonder if I lost him. I don't know. I must have lost him. Yep, he just dropped, so maybe he'll call back in. We'll see. Okay. So, like I said, we're here to chat with you guys when you need it. If you need somebody to talk to, or like I said before, we're always here for you. Okay, he's calling back in. Let's try this again. Greg, can you hear me now? Hello? Holly, can you hear me? Okay, Holly says she can hear me. I don't know why Greg can't hear me. I don't know if maybe it's his location where he's at. It's kind of, and I know he's probably getting frustrated right about now because he can't. I don't know. Because he's out on 70, so he should be able to hear. I don't know. I know we can't hear you, so. Okay, then why can't I hear you, Greg, if you can hear me fine? Okay, so he says he can hear. That's what's nice about technology now. I mean, granted, yeah, like I said, he put his hand up because he wanted to be part of the conversation, and I can't hear him, but he can hear us, so I'm not sure what the deal is. Because usually when that happens, it's usually on my end. So this time it's not. So I'm not sure what the deal is, but hey, it's okay. Because with technology, when there's always those hiccups that sometimes it just does not work. And I've had a lot of those hiccups when it comes to the radio station once in a while that my mic didn't want to work and this didn't want to happen. And, you know, so it's always one of those things. You just never know what can go wrong. But, hey, it's okay because that's just us and, you know, we're good with it. And it's okay, right? Okay. So he dropped off again. So it must be something going on because if he can hear us, and I don't know. But, hey, who knows? So we have, like I said, I'm looking all over the place here at different things online. So, like I said, cargo theft is up. Fuel prices are down. But have you noticed here lately the stuff in the stores, the prices of that has been going skyrocketing like crazy. And I know Walmart is one of the biggest ones that's raised a lot of their prices. And that has mostly been because of the fact their self-checkout stuff. The way I'm understanding it, they have had so many people rip them off in the self-checkout that they say they have to raise their prices in order to compensate for all of the theft and self-checkouts. Well, hello, get people back at the registers. You won't have that problem, right? And I mean, even our local Giant Eagle, which is a grocery store, and also holds our state store around here, they actually, exactly, Holly, put them back at the register. They actually started having their self-checkouts there too, which sometimes that's nice because they get pretty backed up, especially if you only have a couple things. It makes it quick and easy to get in and out. But still, it's the point. You know, you have all these people. I had to run over there because I needed to change my furnace filter. So I figured I'll run over there real quick, get that done. I stood in line for a half hour just to check out with two furnace filters. You're right. You're not paid or trained to be a cashier. You're a truck driver, not a cashier, right? But still, you know, it's crazy how they have all these self-checkouts, and then they still have to have people come and do, like, I seen my aunt over there, and she got a gift card. And somebody still had to come and do that gift card and put in how much she wanted on it and stuff like that, and it's like, and that's what she said. She's like, I thought I'd use the self-checkout, get in and out real quick. She's like, and it's still a hassle. The self-checkouts were lined up as much as the few regular cashier ones. And it's just like crazy. It's like, really, people, come on. Okay. So let's see. Now, I just kind of scrolled over top of a thing here about hours of service being lifted for fuel trucks during the winter storm prompt, you know, I was a service relief for fuel haulers. Let's see. It says, record winter storms and cold temperatures in many parts of the country have prompted four states out west to issue emergency declarations waiving hours of service regulations for certain heating oil haulers. Governors in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah, along with police in Colorado, are waiving certain regs to make sure their residents are able to receive heating oil to deal with the freezing conditions. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum declared an emergency waiving parts 390 through 399, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations for driving drivers hauling heating fuel, including propane, natural gas, and heating oil to provide direct assistance to the emergency relief effort. The order is effective as of December 19th for 30 days. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem declared an emergency exempting drivers transporting propane and heating oil into or within South Dakota from parts of 390-399 of the federal regs effective December 16th through January 15th. Additionally, Utah Governor Spencer J. Cox issued a declaration for the limited purpose of facilitating an exemption to the rules and regulations that limit the hours of service for drivers of a commercial motor vehicle delivering propane. The waiver is effective for 30 days as of December 16th. And finally, Colorado Department of Public Safety is, in conjunction with surrounding states, approved a temporary exemption from the hours of service regulations for haulers of consumer heating fuels, propane, and natural gas through January 31st. What is your thoughts on that? I mean, it is, I can understand, but still, you're going to let them go and drive however many hours they feel deemed that they feel that they can do, hauling explosive material, and you're okay with that? All right, Greg, can we hear you now?
I don't know. Let's try it.
Yes, we can hear you now.
All right, I don't know. I don't know what the deal was. I shut my Bluetooth off and turned it back on and called back in. I figured I'd try it. All right. With that being said, it's more. It's. I don't get it. You know, the exemption to the rules. All right. It's safer to go out and haul a load of hazmat, diesel fuel, gasoline, propane, natural gas, those explosives. That's, you know. They can make an exception for that and lift hours of service and let them run day and night all they want to hauling that stuff. But it's unsafe if you haul a load of regular freight, you know, over the hours.
Right.
You know, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with this picture?
Yep.
So what is wrong with this picture?
Yeah, with the fuel and that, driving on, say, instead of their normal 11 hours, going – we'll say 16 hours, 17 hours.
Yeah, they can drive whatever.
Yeah, because they're now exempt from it. So now you're going to say, okay, let's have them go out there in the, you know, winter storms pulling freight like this in the mountains and that out there, and it's supposed to be okay?
It goes back to the same thing we've been talking about for months and months. If it benefits them, it's okay. But if it benefits us or you, if it fits their narrative, that's okay. The federal government, you know, if they say, okay, yeah, you can do that, it's okay. What I want to know is, or what I'd like for them to explain is, what are they going to tell these attorneys when one of them trucks wrecked and caused a crash and killed a bunch of people because he was over the hours of service because they had that exemption? Is that going to keep that guy from going to prison?
Right.
Well, what's going to happen here? I don't get it. How is that safe? That is not safe. If it's safe to do it then, it should be safe to do it any other time of the year.
Exactly. And we've said that before, too.
And for all free. Don't matter. Let's go back to that. Food. Hey, if the store shelves ain't got stores, ain't got food in there, then that's, you know, hey, they got a problem. People going to starve. Hey, let's lift the hours of service. an exemption. Just run as hard as you want just so people can get food to stores. No,
well,
starve to death, but we're going to go ahead and haul flammables, you know, flammable liquids, propane, gasoline, diesel fuel. Yeah, that's crazy. That's not right.
No, just like with Katrina, when they had the lifted the hours of service during that for building materials.
Yes, I was in on that. I didn't have the hours of service exception, but I did it.
It's only for what they need, what they feel that their states need the most of.
It all fits their narrative. If it fits their narrative, that's fine. But if it benefits you as a driver, no. Now,
exactly.
That same person, after they lift that exemption, if they catch them out there any other time of the year, 15 minutes over their hours, now they want to write them up and fine them thousands, hundreds of dollars and put them out of service and put marks on their driver's license and their CSA and everything else. Now, how's that right? I don't get it.
It's not right.
I don't know.
And we know this.
And I thought Holly, she's on there. I figured she'd be out making a snow angel somewhere. Jeez,
I don't know.
I figured she'd be out there somewhere, out there in the snow, polishing that truck. Got to keep up that appearance. You got obligations there.
That's okay. More power to them to have the energy to do it.
I'm just thinking when she gets done with that one, she can start on my next. She knows how she does a good job.
She don't even have to come on and tell you what she's thinking about that statement, right?
So I can see that picture from where I'm at.
Kind of what I was thinking. But, yeah, I mean, just like, you know, the cargo theft, it's not like it's something new. It happens every year.
Right.
But it is getting worse from what it's saying. But when prices of everything go sky high in the stores, like I said, just like with Walmart with, you know, all their self-checkouts, and then they want to raise the prices of stuff because they have to cover what everybody's walking out the store with. Well, I thought that was the reason of having those people at the door to check your receipts. They don't so much check the stuff you have in bags, but if you have bigger stuff, they're going to check that receipt to make sure it's paid for.
Well, it's like California and a few of them states that they don't even prosecute you if it's under $1,000. It's just a minor misdemeanor. If you get out of the store, if it's less than $1,000 or something like that, you just smack you on the hand and you're right back out the street again. There's no consequences for it.
Right.
So they don't even worry about it. They just grab it and run out the door with it. Once they get out of the door and they're gone with it, okay, they catch them. If they catch them,
they don't even run out the door.
Just walk out.
Yeah. Okay, we have somebody here that wants to speak with you.
Oh, Lord. I didn't do it.
Sure you did.
No. How you doing, Holly?
I'm all right. How are y'all doing?
Pretty good. Where's life got you at tonight?
I'm home. I've been home since Monday night.
Oh.
I'm home until
Lucky
Friday,
you.
I told No, I stayed home. I took a couple days off to get my mental right. Nope, I'm giving up my truck.
It's going to take more than a couple days.
Wait, say that again.
It's
going to
take more than a couple days.
Yeah, not you, Greg. Ollie, what was that again?
I'm giving up my truck.
Why?
Because I'm old and I can't do a booth at a show and do the truck in the show and try and maintain that and do the booth. The truck I want, I'll have more room since now I have to have a dog in my truck because I had to put my other one down, so I have to bring one with me.
Right.
So if I get the bigger truck, I'm giving up my show truck. So I can concentrate more on the booth. I can concentrate more on helping you with the truck show. That kind of stuff, and I'm done. I'm over. I got my trophy. That's what I wanted. That was my goal. I got it. I got two of them. I'm good. I ain't doing that shit no more. Fuck it. I'm over it. I mean, my truck will always stay clean, but I'm just over it. I would much rather have the comfort than the show because I can't do it week after week after week after week with the dog. There's just not enough room in the truck. There's no storage.
No.
There's no floor space. There's no. No, I'm over it.
And yeah, you have a bigger dog too. TV. Move.
Takes up the whole front seat. Like I put a tote on the floor, so she can have the whole front floor area and the seat, and it's all level. If he gives me
when
the bigger truck, then I'll give it up.
Years ago, when I was driving company truck and Tiff, we had a truck that we drove for a guy, an owner-operator up here around home. We went to Laredo. We was running Laredo all the time. We'd go down there and sit for hours and polish and wipe and shine on that truck. Beautiful truck. Big International. Big 99 IX. Now, that was okay. I mean, that truck was beautiful. We got pictures of it. But after we got our own truck, and got our own trucks, I should say. She came up to me one day. She said, look at the truck. I said, what? She said, what's wrong with this picture? So what do you mean? She said, when we was driving a company truck, we was always polishing and shining, and that truck looked like brand new all the time. Everything.
And there's
spotless.
Two of you.
Yeah.
Yes, but.
There was two of
I told
you.
Her,
you
I
had
said.
Help.
I said, yes, but I said the difference is. I says, I was 20 years younger then, and I didn't have to do the maintenance, and I didn't have to work on it. I didn't have to do the maintenance. I didn't, you know, I didn't have none of that. All I had to do was shine that truck, clean it, take my paycheck, go home. I didn't have to worry about nothing. Maintenance was taken care of. He had the shop or whoever do it. All I had to do was keep that truck clean and presentable and go out and ride around and look good in it. And we got paid damn good to drive it.
It's a lot of work, and it's a second job. And the way I
run,
I can't do both. I can't.
Up in here, the way I look at it, I keep my truck clean. I keep it maintenance. Keep anything that's wrong with it, it gets fixed. I try to keep it clean. I'm not big on waxing and polishing and shining anymore like I used to, but if I'm not broke down all the time and I'm making money with the truck and the truck is safe, I have fun with it. Just like the truck
and
pulls and the drag
I'm
races.
Pushing.
If I go out and have fun and still work it, I'm good.
Right. I mean, I'm pushing 60 years old. I don't need to be up there climbing on the truck and I'm over it. I did it for a year and a half. I'm done. I just don't need to be doing it like that.
Holly, you're only as old as you feel.
I feel like I'm 70, so shut up.
Oh,
I'm hurting. I just can't. I'm over it. Like, I set a goal. I met my goal. I got what I wanted. I'm good. I can't do... You know, we put three or four trucks in a show, we're just defeating each other. Like, we're just competing against each other. So I'm like, you know what? Y'all can have that. Let the guys do it. I don't have the ability to work on my truck like the guys can. Let them do it. I'm over it.
Right.
I'll concentrate on the booth, on doing that end of it, because that's another job in itself, too.
Yep, that is true.
So,
I had
to pick something, but I'm only doing it if I get the truck that I want. So we'll see.
All right, we have another caller on. Hold on.
Right, you're pushing her on fire. How about working on trucks?
My day just got worse. God help us all.
I was working on mine all day today.
There's Robbie. What's up, puppy?
And what were you doing to yours, Robbie?
Making brackets for the exhaust, and then I made a. And then I made a spare tire holder up on my neck on my little boy.
Nice.
It's always at least a day or two when I come home. I still need to grease it.
Yeah,
got
sounds
a brand
like
new
do
brake.
That kind of maintenance to it, but.
Hey, did you take Robbie? Would you put that spare tire repair on it? Did you wipe that nice shiny new recap down with tire shine so it shines real good laying up there?
There ain't no fucking recap. There ain't no recap on my trailer or truck. I ain't buying recaps again, ever again.
Yep.
Hard lesson learned.
They tear up too much shit.
That they do.
They do.
I'm just going to leave that right there where it's at. I got nothing else to add to that.
Well, I bet you do. You always have something to add.
No, I got nothing else to add to that. It only took me, what, 3 or 4 years to convince you to get them caps off that truck?
Yeah.
Only
till
it does some damage will they get it. Ugh.
They were going good for about a 6 month stint, and then I destroyed a bunch of shit, and now.
So what's the weather like down in Phoenix?
I think they should allow recaps or safety hazard.
I think it was in the mid-60s today.
Oh.
It just dropped temperature from 55 to about 3 degrees in less than 2 minutes. That front came through here. Holy shit. It's supposed to be down to minus 15.
As I said, they're calling for temperatures to get down well. What was it, Fargo? I heard a little bit ago on the news, Fargo up on Fox, they were saying that the weather was saying Fargo right now it was like negative 34 below with the wind chill.
I've been up there when it's like that, and it's
yeah.
Tough. I had my truck froze going down the road. I was driving and my truck froze.
I know a few years ago it got to like negative 30 or 40 right at home, right there where we live in Ohio. For three days, it never got above negative 30. And, man, it was crazy.
Yeah, it's only going to be a day here that cold, but still.
Well, next week at home, I think New Year's, right around New Year's next week for us, it's supposed to be up in the 50s and rain.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, next Friday.
I can take that.
44, 45, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, I can take that kind of temperatures again.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be like 65.
Hey, Robbie.
Shut up.
Yo, what's up? Hey, that's one good thing about living in Phoenix is during the winter, it's actually pretty nice here.
Well, for
Christmas,
it's going to be 17 degrees.
I hope Santa Claus blows a recap and don't get your Christmas presents, do you?
No, this weekend, Christmas Day is supposed to be 67 for the high.
Huh.
Oh, my God.
Mid-60s for the next week. I'm good.
I'm thinking it's going to be next week. It's going to be nice. I'm thinking it's going to feel real good standing around a fire out back with a crown and coke.
I've already went through a big bottle of crown already.
You've been home too long.
No,
nope,
not long enough. No.
Thank you. This is the first time I've been home for more than 2 days in a row in months. I'm like, you know what? We're slow. I'll run over the holiday for somewhere to deliver on Tuesday. I'll leave here Friday. I just need a few days off.
Oh, like this. God bless you people who want to do that. I'm over all that. I ain't staying out weeks on end.
I don't have any reason to be here, Greg. I haven't put a tree up in 2 years. I haven't even looked at a Christmas decoration. There's nobody here but me. So what, I can see a tree one day a week for five or six hours?
He's not just saying that. He's saying Monday through Friday is what you need to work.
That's it. If I can't make a living Monday through Friday and go home on the weekends and live a normal life, I'm out of it.
Exactly.
I ain't got time for it no more. There's more to life than sitting in this truck.
Yep.
That's what I tell everybody. I chose to drive a truck to make a living. I didn't choose to live in it.
Exactly.
I bought a house. That's why I got a house. I got a house to go mm-hmm. home to, well, temporarily, I guess, so I get thrown out of that. But I got a house to live in. I choose to drive
well,
a truck
to make
a living.
I know, yeah, you got thrown back out.
Well, I did for a couple days. It's all right. Ain't nothing wrong with my heater in here yet. Also, I got heat and air conditioning. I'm good to go. I told her years ago when we got the first truck, the air conditioning didn't work. Summertime come, I run 1 week without it. I said, nope, that's it. The air conditioning either gets fixed or I don't work. No air conditioning, no working. No heat, no working. Simple as that. And I mean it. The air conditioning don't work, I don't work. Heat don't work, I don't work. Well, I drove this thing when that other motor was going bad in here. I don't know what happened. I couldn't get no heat in this truck. And I run around for a week up around home, done some local work for my dispatcher. And I run local road up there, and I rode with my coat and hat on, driving this truck all day long, every day for like a week, week and a half, with a coat and hat on, with my coat and gloves and a hat, still trying to keep warm in here. And took a credit card, scraped ice off the inside of the windows. Now, Ted, them days are over, buddy.
I remember those days.
Over. Yeah.
I'm over that shit, too.
Yep. Ain't going to be no more days like that. If I can't ride around in my, if I can't ride around in a T-shirt, nope. No. I ain't going to ride around in a
T-shirt. Yeah, there's nothing,
you know,
there's nothing worse than driving with a coat on.
Uh-huh.
Dude.
Especially like a big Carhartt or something, man. That sucks to drive in one
no.
of
those. Yeah, I talked to Taylor the other day for about an hour and a half on the phone, and I said he was supposed to be coming through Hubbard. Well, he told me he was coming through Hubbard. He chased me around all week. I mean, he was right behind me within a couple hundred miles all week long. I went up PA back over to Chicago and tore my trailer up. I had a hell of a good week last week. You couldn't make this up. But I was talking to him, and he was going to come through Hubbard like on, what was it, Friday? Yeah. And I told him, I said, well, when you come through there, I said, give me a call if you're going to be up there. I said, give me a call. I said, we'll be up there. We'll come up, meet you, have dinner or something, and shoot the crap for a little bit. Oh, okay. Yeah, we can do that. We can do that. So Friday come, and I never got a call for it, so I called him. It rang, and he sends me a message. I'll call you back. I'm still waiting on that phone call. So I don't know. I don't know what his deal is, but whatever. So I didn't worry about it.
Well,
I saved gas. I didn't
Taylor
have to go up there.
Yeah, we all know how Taylor can be.
Yeah, he gets his head in his ass and forgets where he's at.
Exactly.
So, no big deal.
No. He'll be through again. He's always running this route.
Right. That's all right. But he was asking me if we was going to down to Matches here to the truck show this year, and I said, no, actually, I said, you'll be hard-pressed, I think, if I go. I said, we may go, but if we go down there, we ain't going down there. We're going down there and just do like we did the first couple of years, just for us, and that's it, just to be there and cook our own stuff and eat and have a camaraderie with ourselves, and that's it. Nothing like it was. And he said, well, I said, why, you going? Well, I don't know. He says, I told him, I said, you ain't got no schedule? He said, no. He says, I haven't even booked any shows this year anywhere. He said, I haven't even, haven't they put anything on schedule this year so far? And he was telling me that Trucker Tax Tools, I guess from what
they've
he was telling me, that Dave Saul's Trucker Tax Tools, I guess Toby pretty much shut him down too as far as the entertainers over there, like Taylor singing and stuff in these booths. They're not allowed to do that no more. Red Eye Radio, I guess Red Eye Radio, I guess Toby shut them down pretty much too, told him because it was drawing too much of a crowd around their booth and people, passers-by, couldn't get around the crowd to go see the rest of the show. So if they had their sound equipment there, they had to keep the speakers pointed in toward them. So, and have it down to where they wasn't distracting attention. So basically, they're not allowed to have any entertainment at the booths in there either, like they was doing. So Toby's just screwing stuff up down there left and right. I mean, there ain't no, I don't. I will be back at Mill Hall next year. That's a guarantee. If anything, if I got anything to do with it, we're going there.
Yeah.
Dennis already got us signed up for that one. That Mill Hall, that was
a
good hit right there. Yep, that's a good show right there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That was a good, that was a fun weekend.
It was.
I just gotta make sure next year my truck's all good. I might have to put a new clutch in it for next year.
Gas in the RV. You'll be good.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Holly.
Yeah, but we found out what was wrong with that though, Holly. It ain't no gas in it.
You know? Be all right. Yeah.
It happens to the best of us.
Who knows? I don't know if it'll be next year or not, but either next year or year after we keep it up, we may end up with a big bus to drive it up there with.
There you go.
Maybe. I'm working on it. I'm looking. I've been looking.
You might want to sell something.
You think?
What?
You here.
So, never mind.
What? What's on your mind?
It's probably not to say it over the radio.
Probably not. Some things are better left for a private message.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or an after show conversation.
Yep.
Yeah.
No one calls in. No one listens to it anyway, so.
But we are live on Facebook tonight.
Holly, please.
Oh. What?
I
didn't say anything. That was Robbie.
I just said please, Holly. You can fill in the blank.
You missed me, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you may want to keep some prayers up for Jeff's dad. He's not in good shape.
Really?
Do what?
Jeff's dad is not in good shape.
Oh, Jeff's dad or Jeff?
Jeff's
dad.
Oh. Yeah, he was saying something to me the other day. I talked to him for a little while. He said he was going home to after the...
Yeah, he said...
When I talked to him, he said he was...
Go ahead.
To him here, it was about the middle of last week, I think, sometime. He was on his way home. I talked to him for quite a while and on the phone, and he said that he was on his way home because he left Alliance up there by us. He picked up a trailer, a Fair Mac trailer. He was delivering it out, and I think he said out in Nebraska somewhere, and then he was dead-heading home, and he said he was going to go home and make his last truck payment. His truck's paid off, so he got his truck paid off.
There you go.
So I said, well, good for you. Because you say his dad was after him. Said, well, now that you got your truck paid off, Jeff, why don't you just go get another new one? Jeff said, no, I don't think so. I told him, I said, you'd be crazy. If your truck's in good shape, keep it. Don't take on a truck payment.
Right.
The way things is now, just keep the one you keep. Yeah, that's right. Keep the one you got. Keep it maintenance. You can rebuild it. Rebuild the engine cheaper, and you can pay a payment on a new one. You know, you know what you got.
Yep.
So he says that's what he's going to do. Now, where he does or not, that's neither here nor there. But.
Well, his dad almost died about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, geez.
He said he wasn't doing real good.
No, he was, his body was shutting down. They put him on dialysis. I mean, it was bad.
Wow.
So he rushed home for that, and then they get him home. And then last week, was it, what's today? I think last Friday, they took him in to take his gallbladder out, but they had to do it at a bigger hospital because of all of his other health issues. So his dad's not doing very good right now. But I think
is his dad big like him?
I don't know. For some reason, I think he's on the thinner side. I don't think he's as big as Jeff.
Oh.
I think he's tall, but I don't think he's as heavy as Jeff.
Right.
I don't think so for some reason, but yeah, he wasn't doing real good. But Jeff called me in a panic. I haven't talked to Jeff lately, but
that's a shame. I hate to hear that.
Well, he hasn't. I mean, he has both of his parents, and if it weren't
right.
for his mom, his mom does all of his paperwork. All of he does all that shit for him. So, yeah, he'd be lost without his parents.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his mom does pays all his bills and all that shit for the truck.
I talked to him once in a great while, but other than that, I don't hear from him a whole lot other than what I see on Facebook. Stuff that he posts on Facebook, that's it.
I haven't talked to him much lately, but that's okay. That's
quite
fine. Yeah, well.
So when do you plan on going back to work, Robbie?
After the first of the year.
Oh.
We'll spend another week at home.
Oh.
Week and a half.
Well, I guess we got another 3 weeks or maybe a month before we get blessed with your ass again.
Well, I don't know.
Well, screw you, too. Probably won't have to worry about him too much until the weather warms up a little bit. A skinny little boy from Arizona, he freezes to death up here.
Yeah. Why do you think I'm going to keep my ass out?
It's not even warm in the warm state.
No.
The only one I ever seen when it'd be 35, 40 degrees up home. He goes outside looking like the Michelin man, and all he wants to do is cuddle up around a heater outside or a fire.
Right?
Yep.
Duh. I'm the smart one here.
He doesn't have thick skin like us northerners.
Very true.
Yeah, you know, though, Robbie, up here, It's a dry cold up here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No. Damn.
Keep hearing that bullshit about down Arizona, but it's hot, but it's a dry heat. Well, up here it's a dry cold,
like
Robbie.
They're from Florida, though. It's just freaking hot out there in the summertime.
Did you go out up here, man? You're out there outside about 20 minutes breathing out your nose. You got icicles hanging out your nose. You look like a Wally Walrus.
True.
Yeah, when your nose hairs freeze.
Yeah, that's right.
Your eyebrows
and as a man,
are frozen.
You don't dare get out of the truck and take a whiz out along the road.
Right.
Because you'd be standing there waiting for somebody to come out there and kick you loose, break you loose in the ground, because you'd be frozen until somebody else comes along.
Yep.
Be like our buddy Mark.
For a while.
Be like our buddy Mark years ago, man. Years ago, we had a buddy, Mark Foster, old hillbilly, drove with us, funny as could be. We was around Chicago, and he going out across the turnpike one night. He said, "Man, I got to stop." Pulled in a pull-off out there. I said, "What the hell is he doing?" He calls me on the phone. He said, "Hey, come here." He said, "I need help." I said, "What?" He said, "I'm stuck." I said, "What do you mean you're stuck? Just come back here. I'm stuck." I walked back to his truck. I said, "Where the hell are you?" He said, "I'm around here." I said, "What are you doing, Mark?" He went around the side of the truck. and hung his ass over the guardrail to take a crap because he couldn't wait, and his ass froze to the guardrail.
Oh, shit.
Yes. I said, what in the hell do you expect me to do? I said, this is out of my, no, Mark. Well, you got a problem. I said, how about I call 911? I had a jug of water in the truck. I took a jug of water, a gallon of water. I went back there and threw that water on his ass, the guardrail. He thawed loose from the guardrail. I told him, I said, you ever do this again, you will be sitting there till spring.
Right? Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, you can't use warm water either.
I should have poured boil. Should have heated some microwave thawed on him. So how you like that?
Yeah, Mark was a trip, let me tell you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. He wore bib overalls, had his keys hooked on the front of his pocket, and then carried a bottle of, was it habanero? Hot sauce?
Yes.
In the other pocket on the front of his bib. It didn't matter where he went, that hot sauce was in that pocket.
Yep. His keys hanging off the buckle on his bibbed overalls.
Yep.
He was a trip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can tell you stories about him all night. It's
yeah,
funny.
We don't need to tell those stories on the
No. No. No, that's
those
that's,
are not
that's,
family
that's,
friendly
that's,
stories.
No.
Definitely not.
Oh, well.
Okay, I'm going to mute you guys all for a minute. I'm going to close down our Facebook Live.
All right.
I'll be right back to you. Okay, Facebook, we are officially going to close you guys down for the night. I have the guys still on the phone, but we're going to be on it for just a little bit more because our show is actually going to end in 15 minutes. So I don't want to keep you guys on Facebook this much longer, and I know you guys come back. It's a long video to watch, right? So this is Tiffany with Redneck and Eyes Radio on the Unplugged Network with Women of Redneck and Eyes coming at you on Wednesdays, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to bring you guys on. You know, I'm going to start doing videos more like this every week. Now, don't be alarmed. We're going to pop on during the week and be watching for one on Christmas because Greg and I are going to come on and talk to you guys for a few minutes. So be safe, be careful out there, and we will catch you next time around. Again, 515-602-9731. You can always catch us live on weekdays at 7 p.m. Ed's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and I'm on Wednesdays at 7. So come on, chat with us. If you have something you want us to talk about, send us a message. Post it on our Facebook. Let us know. We'll look up whatever you need, and we'll talk about it. All right, Facebook Live, all of our peeps out there, have a good night. Stay warm. Prepare for your road conditions that you may be driving into, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a good night, guys. You guys are all back on.
Okay.
Nice.
I wanted to close down the Facebook Live because this is going to – I only did set up the radio show for an hour and 15 minutes, or an hour and a half, I should say. So, but now that we're not on Facebook Live, we can say what we want because not like anybody ever really listens to this anyways.
Right.
I can't even say that we've had somebody come on and actually listen to the podcast version of these in a very long time. So.
My question is, what's up with Ed? Is he done with the group?
No, I think he's done with the radio show. I don't think he's done with the group because he...
We just don't know exactly what his thoughts are on it. And that's what we're coming down to, you know, because we're not real sure, because the way he posted in the message that as of March, the website and the radio show would both be, you know,
right,
up for, you know, renewal. So the way it sounded was when that's done, he's out. That's all how he put it was, I'm out. But he never specified that he's out of the group, out of, you know, so.
Right.
So it kind of makes it hard to distinguish, but
right.
Who
I
knows?
Mean, if he's not going to do the radio show, is he going to come to shows and stuff? Like,
who knows?
I mean, that was really all he was doing. That's why I was curious.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll figure something out. Because, like I said, if I heard from him, no. Not really. Only on the radio when he's on there. That's it.
Life really? Goes on.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sounds like his interests have gone by the wayside.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I get it. I mean, he's got a relationship.
He's probably
now
worn out.
Some lady down there that he met, some chick he went down there and on Facebook once in a while, and he's got the motorcycles,
right,
and he got in with that Gerald, you know, with that Bikers Lives Matter, and he wants to run the Harley shows and, you know, do these poker runs and stuff, and I get it, you know, that's his hobby, that's what he likes to do anymore, and it seems like he got into that more than he was, you know, focusing on the show, and, you know, if that's what he wants to do, I mean, no hard feelings, do it.
Right.
But don't try to do both of them, because it ain't going to work.
Right.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah,
I mean,
no hard feelings. I still like it, you know. He just, you know, you got to do what you want to do, you know.
Exactly. Because he's not
just
really
don't keep nobody hanging
like the rest of us.
No.
And I think that causes, I think that's what caused a lot of it now is because he's not. Because he's
right.
not into it as much because he is home to spend more time at home. You know, and then again, like we said,
exactly.
He got the motorcycle and he got in with Gerald and, you know, and we all
right.
know Ed's good at promoting things. So if he's doing for Gerald like he did for, you know, talking to different people with
right.
Redneck and Eyes, then, you know.
Right.
So.
I was just curious.
But we will definitely.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess as bad as we hate you, we're gonna have to be stuck with Holly for a while.
That'd be all right.
Should I go back into my shell for you,
guys? Hey Robbie, we're gonna have to get Holly to be one of our peoples.
What? Oh, lower the front end of her truck? Yeah,
we'll tear her truck apart, lower the front of her truck, make her be one of your peoples. She could be one of the beaters like down there in Arizona.
Oh, will it bounce too?
I think she needs to go out and buy her own truck, Robbie. Double her money, double her fun.
Yeah, I don't see that happening with her.
No,
that's what they told us. Buy a truck, they said. Buy your own truck, they said. It'll be fun, they said. You'll make all this money, they said.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I drive a new truck. I get a flat. I can make a phone call. It needs maintenance. I make a phone call.
Exactly.
I don't pay for shit. So I ain't doing that whole, no, I'm good. I'm good. I get to go where I want to go. I don't have to worry about it. No, I don't need that headache.
Right.
Nope.
There's times where, why did I buy this truck?
Yeah.
Yep. See?
Yeah.
Or why did I get into
this profession? Same thing. What was I thinking?
Right.
Well, when I did it, it was probably the best thing for me. With my attitude the way it is, yeah, it was the best for me to go buy my own. Because company truck, me being a company driver, it don't work. I'm too headstrong, too independent. I'm not good at having somebody tell me where.
There was only one person that was able to tell you where to go and what to do, and that you could get fired from and rehired from in the same breath.
Shit, I got fired from me. He fired my ass at least 2 to 3 times a week. Every week, 2 to 3 times a week, he fired me. And before I could get my shit cleaned out of the truck, he was telling me, hey, get over here and get this load. You got to be in Laredo tomorrow morning or 2 days. Oh, shit,
yeah.
I got to go north. What the hell am I doing?
Where are you at, Greg?
Right now I'm getting off 270 on the 23 North. Out here in the other side of Columbus, or right here in Columbus. I'm on my way to Burns Harbor, Indiana. I got to go up there and unload Burns Harbor, reload out the same door, and then try to get back over to Youngstown by Friday before the storm comes in.
Oh. You guys aren't getting it until Friday?
It'll be coming in, but the worst of it will be Friday.
Yeah. So me and old Black Betty got some roads covered.
For you guys?
3 to 6 inches.
Huh?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But that can change.
I got about 3 to 6 inches of sunshine for the next week.
Hey, Robbie, I used to like you.
What?
I don't think I'm coming that way. I think they're going to send me to Florida. Most likely.
Well, this would be
Where
warm.
Where am I going to go? It'd take me 4 days.
This is true. It would be warm, huh?
It's warm in Miami. It won't be warm up much further north than that, though. I mean, 50 degrees is nice. That's beautiful sleeping weather. I don't mind that. I mean, it'll stay a comfy 70, 68, 70 degrees in my truck no matter where I am, so.
Yep.
It'll probably be a little challenging to keep it warm in this negative weather, but.
I hope every damn bird in the state of Arizona shits on his truck.
Why? No, I just get birds that go down in the stacks.
I heard about that, Robbie.
That tells you how hard he works. His truck sits around and birds get down in the damn stacks on it and dies. Damn bird killer.
There's a fix for that. Run the truck and you won't have that problem.
Yep.
Hey, peanut gallery. Zip it.
I just tell you how hard he works.
Right? Peanut gallery. Hey,
I'm doing paid.
How's Donnie?
The pain in
if
the ass.
He hasn't come to the meeting. Oh, there you go. So nothing's changed.
No, nothing's really changed with Donnie. He's still the same. Except for now he's buying a trailer.
Oh, he's buying his own trailer?
Yeah, he got him a Rittenhour, 48-102 Rittenhour spread axle flat with a side kit. So he's got a covered wagon now.
Oh, there you go.
Good for him. Proud of him.
So I guess my question is, what websites are we using now for Redneck Ignite? Same as before?
Yeah, I guess. We need to do some restructuring the first of the year and get if we've got multiples, we need to get it down to just one and redo stuff, get everything back to just one. I don't know. One time we had, what, two pages?
Well, I'm asking because I want to put the information on my TikTok, but I'll wait until you figure out if it's going to be one site or two or whatever.
Well,
you ain't
going to
have no TikTok. They're going to ban TikTok.
With Facebook, it'll still be the same one. I will just go in. If Ed is out, I'll just go in and change all the passwords and all that type of stuff. I'm not going to close it down because we have too many people on it, and same way with Instagram and YouTube and all that.
Right.
So
right.
It won't be, you know, getting rid of all that stuff. We'll just go in there and change administrators.
Okay.
And same like with the website. It's up in, I think you said March. I'm not sure how much that is for that website, but I'll find out. Because if we have to, because I don't want to get rid of that website either, because it's pretty much established, so.
I don't even know if I have all the addresses. That, you know.
We need to, what we need to do, too, is start checking with Chris and Jessica, since she's the CPA, and see what it's going to entail and what we're going to have to do to get this logo and everything copyrighted.
Yeah.
Because sooner or later, somebody's going to try to do something stupid. I'm surprised they haven't already. And without that logo being copyrighted, anybody can copy it and use it, and there ain't nothing we can do about it.
Right. I'm not sure.
Hey, get it before somebody does something with it.
Right.
Do it before somebody does something with it.
Right. Because I don't want somebody else doing something stupid with it, because we got that decal, that logo, that redneckized logo is out on too many trucks, too many cars, too many everything, man. I mean, that logo's everywhere. I mean, you know.
Put it on five or six different trucks outside of load to ride trucks. So yeah,
right.
It is definitely out there.
So that's what I'm saying. So it's can't change it. You can't do nothing. All we do is copyright it. That way, if somebody does have to try to take it, do anything with it, and we find out about it, then it's a lawsuit because it's a copyright infringement.
Right.
Right.
But until we have it copyrighted, there's nothing we can do about it.
Right. Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, but there's a lot of little things that we'll have to figure out. But with Jessica, she'd be able to walk us through and help us with what we need. Because with our EIN
right.
number and everything being through Texas, we're going to have to see about, you know, if it is the fact that Ed is getting ready to walk away, then that's when, you know, we'll have to
right.
restructure
right.
the EIN number and all that stuff too. So,
well, just like Taylor said, you know, since Ed started using, you know, got her own show, you know, got her own radio station and got rid of Taylor's, Taylor hasn't spoke to Ed since the truck show.
No,
that's the last
Taylor
time. That's the last time that he's talked to Ed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we told Ed right from the get-go, before you sign up for this, you know, we discussed about doing it. We told him, you need to talk to Taylor and explain to him why we, you know, decided to go out on our own, you know, because Taylor was so good to us and let us go on his platform.
Right.
And he paid for it.
Yes.
Yes.
It's $1,000 a year for this
even,
platform.
Right.
Yeah.
And like Taylor told me, he said, I don't care, Greg. I'll do anything I can to help you guys. But he said, it's kind of, you know, he said, it just kind of, disappointed me more than anything that he said that Ed wouldn't call me and tell me. Or he said, I haven't spoke to Ed since the truck show. He said, I don't know why. He said he just won't reach out to me. I said, well, I don't know where it's shame or.
I
don't know where he's embarrassed about it or what, but I called Taylor and told him thanks, you know, and we appreciated it and everything and what he did. I said, I told Ed that's okay to do it, but just at least call Taylor and let him know that we're going to do it on our own, and that way that frees one of Taylor's spots up that he can help somebody else. And he couldn't call Taylor and even tell him. So I don't know. I wasn't real happy with that. And then the other night, you know, when he, you know, not having the show, you know, he schedules the shows from 7 to 8 every night, and he advertises it every night from 7 to 8, you know, and then you call in and there ain't a show scheduled. I called in like 5 till, no show scheduled the next 24 hours. So I waited right at 7 o'clock. I called again, no show scheduled. So I thought, all right, I got mad. So I sat there I think it was like 5 or 10 after, and I tried it again. No show scheduled. So I said, hell with it. I didn't even bother calling again. Well, Tim said he did schedule one, but he did it like at a quarter after 7. So 45 minutes, what's the point? Why even bother? I mean, granted, nobody calls, but still, if you're gonna advertise it that you're gonna have the show and tell everybody you're having it from 7 to 8, then have it from 7 to 8. Not a quarter after 7. Not 20 after 7. Or don't start it at 7 and shut it down at 7:30 or 7:45, 7 to 8.
Right. Well,
you
that's
know,
the
I mean
thing.
Right. People aren't going to call if every time they call, you're not having a show.
Exactly.
You know, after a while, people get irritated and say, well, you know what, every time I call, they ain't never having a show, so I ain't even going to bother.
And I think that's what has been happening because I've heard it from a couple different angles. Like, I don't know what's going on with that radio show, and, I mean, I don't call into that one anyway. But you could sit on hold with one push, and it'll never get answered.
Right.
So I stopped calling when that happened 2 or 3 times. I'm like, why even bother to get in on the conversation when it's not even paid attention to that you're there?
Well, see, with Ed, he's got a couple different computers running different stuff. And I have one, so I'm flipping back through all my pages looking at everything. So I periodically flip back to the radio station one to look and see if people are on. Now, I will be on... And when he's on, I'll be here at home, and I'll pull it up on my phone. It's like, wait a minute. And I can watch and see how long somebody is on hold with the hand up. If you're on there for more than 5 minutes, I'm going to hit the button, and you're going to come on, whether Ed likes it or not.
Right.
You know, if you can't manage the radio station and doing everything else, then give a call. I will manage making sure people are logged in to talk. But no.
It's too much. He tries to do Facebook Live, he tries to do YouTube, and tries to do the show, you know, the radio station, all at the same time. He can't keep up with it.
Right.
It's too much. There's too much going on.
Right. And that just cuts into the viability of the show.
Right.
You know, or the quality of it, let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's
the reason why a lot of people
don't call into because, you know, half the time he's either A, it's not on, or B, he's not paying attention.
Exactly. That, like I said, not paying attention is why I stop calling during the week.
And what irritates me, he does an hour show. He does an hour show every night. Now, Tiff comes on here and does an hour, 2 hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever, straight through, just like we're doing now. It's a conversation. She reads some stuff, and then we get into a conversation, talk about different stuff, you know, topics or whatever. That's fine. He'll come on at 7 o'clock, and at 10 after, he takes a break, listens to music for five minutes or so. Then he comes back, and he'll talk another 10 minutes or so, and then you listen to music for another 5 minutes or so. You know, really, you're doing an hour show. Out of an hour show, you should be able to talk and discuss stuff or talk about, you know, discuss topics or something for an hour without having a music break or, you know, that's fine. You know, to take a break for a couple minutes, thank the sponsors two or three times instead of listening to music. Thank our sponsors. Mention our sponsors and then back to the show.
I seem to always forget to mention them because I get to talking and then, you know.
Yes. I will get you people trained. I will give you the proper training.
Well, how about this? We just start making you do it.
Wait, easy now.
All right, then.
I didn't sign up for that.
You remember, he's transportation and setup.
Yep.
Shut up,
transportation
Robbie.
And setup.
I can put you on it too, Robbie. Just remember that.
Now,
nope,
Parf and Nugent, what do you think about
set
that?
Set up and cook.
Set up
and cook.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, a cook that drops the damn beans all the time.
I know, right?
No, what? Once.
That is kind of like,
Robbie.
You know, me running out
hey,
of gas.
Hey, we're not on the air, are we?
No.
I mean, it's just us talking now, nobody else?
Just us.
Okay.
You better hurry up.
Robbie, you know what they say? You be labeled, they call you a dick, but you suck one cock, and they label you a cocksucker the rest of your life.
Oh, shit. Good thing we weren't still on the air.
You see where I'm going with this? Chicken lollipop?
No, you're the chicken lollipop.
It should be rooster lollipop anyway.
I always got to be a Richard.
You're the one who's being a Richard.
Oh, shit.
Hey, no, you can't laugh. What's the point?
That's the only time I get to pee them shit anymore, man, is when he calls into radio, because when he ain't out here on the road, when he ain't driving, I don't ever hear from him except on the radio station at night. As soon as his ass gets in that Kenworth, he thinks he's got to call me every freaking day. And that's okay. We have some good conversations. I just wish he'd learn how to do a logbook so he could straighten mine out when I call it for help.
Well, if he didn't,
I do know how to do a
logbook.
You just still got to do it. You just can't screw it up.
I shit over with Hurley that night, boy. There wasn't no fixing that logbook that day.
Nope.
What? No way in hell.
You just throw that one away.
That's what they did too. Clark told them in there. They said there ain't no way he put that on paper. You just made. He told Tammy just make it disappear. Tammy said, but Clark said make it disappear. Tammy. Cleveland, Ohio to Arlington, Texas, 1,300 miles in 21 hours. Can't log it. You can't log, care who you are, you can't log it. Not with fuel, it's not, you can't do it. But it's all good.
No, you can't.
Ain't nothing but a small stepper, a big stepper, Robbie. I've told you that how many times?
About every day, every time I talk to you.
Just keep the door shut, keep the wheels spinning. Don't stop at every truck stop to see what color the shit paper is in the bathroom, and you'll get a lot of miles covered.
I get shit all the time telling me I can't do 4,000 miles in a week legally. Yeah, you can
do it.
I do it every week. I run Denver to Florida, and I run legal every week. Now, it doesn't mean I don't have 3 minutes on my 70 when I get to the yard, but pay attention to what you're doing. It'll work. I don't stop for anything.
I've left Youngstown late Saturday night or wee hours Sunday morning And Monday morning at 8 o'clock, I was sitting in Laredo.
Mm-hmm.
8 yeah, o'clock, sitting at the gate when they opened. Did it many times. Many, many times.
There's a whole lot you can do when you keep the door
shut. You got to get your fuel right.
And with me and my lovely wife was just getting stuff together. She, I don't know how many times she called me, when are you going to be back home? I want to see you. I'm in Laredo. Well, I need you to get back. Greg will be back home day and a half at most. I'll be back up in Ohio.
Be all right.
See her for 15 minutes. That'd be it. Back to Laredo. Oh, yeah. That's a story for another day, too. I'll let her tell that story, because that way she can tell it how she wants to, and I'll tell you the way it happened. Just remember that. It's all good.
But I like how you led off with that, my lovely wife.
He was trying to get some brownie points.
Yeah, you know why? Because I got to come home. I got to come home here tomorrow night. Well, Friday morning, I'll be home.
That sounds like some brownie points to me.
Right?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
Yep.
It is what it is. What is it, Robbie? Ain't a thing but a chicken wing, right?
That's right.
Woo, that's hot.
By the way, did you ever find out by Betty where the hell my child support check's at?
She ain't sending you money until I stay with you.
Well, now her and I's gonna have to have a little discussion here. I told her if I had to keep your ass up there for a week at a time, I wanted a child support check in the mailbox.
Yeah,
and
but
I've
she wants you to
that.
Keep him permanently.
Well, that ain't happening. Because like I said, it'd be cheaper to forget about the child support and pay for his fuel and send him home and try to feed him the way he eats and drinks.
I was going to say, it's more on the drink side than the eat side. Unless it's lasagna.
I don't know. That boy, as skinny as he is, he could show some groceries on his neck.
Yep.
Little bastard. Right, he loses two more pounds, he's going to fall through his ass and hang himself.
Probably.
Now I remember why I don't come this way.
Why is that?
Route 23 from Columbus all the way to Upper ain't nothing but red lights. I thought when they put that bypass in and they did that expressway that they took that. No. I still got 46 miles to Upper. I should have went up 33 is what I should have did. 33 would have brought me in up there by Fort Wayne. Oh, by the way, that's where Rob's at tonight, up at Fort Wayne.
Really?
Yep. He's unloading to Fort Wayne. And then he's loading out of somewhere up around there and going back to North Carolina.
Good for him.
That's what I said.
Well, he stays away from
Ohio. That's Robbie's hero.
Yeah.
So what the hell you been doing, Holly? Just sitting at home cooking? Or what'd you fix for dinner?
Salmon.
What?
Salmon.
Salmon?
Salmon and some garlic bread.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you
tomorrow
said
salmon. Tomorrow I'm going to make
salmon.
A turkey. I'm going to make
turkey.
A turkey tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
yard brake.
I got a pack to go on the road, so.
Huh. I thought you were going to quit running.
Huh?
I thought you were going to quit running hard.
I am, but I don't need any. I don't need truck stop food. I don't eat fast food.
Remember.
So.
You don't eat bear food.
I don't eat fast food.
Oh.
I make all my meals and take them with me.
Oh.
I meal prep and then take everything with me.
I just
made
on the
sweet
road.
Tea today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't get out of the truck to eat anything. I get out of the truck for fuel and a shower, and that's it. I don't go into truck stops. I don't need to get out. I don't need anything. I take the dog out now, but that's it.
Wow.
I'm quite comfortable in my truck.
Nothing wrong with that, Holly.
Mm-mm. I need to get out there and deal with that bullshit now. I'm good. I park, close my windows, and go to bed. Watch some TV.
Damn.
Run.
You know, if they had decent food that wasn't outrageous, like the rapist at the truck stops.
I tell you what, it gets you
out of the truck for a little bit.
I tell you, it's sad. I walked in up to Petro up Gerard at night when I get up there. I'll go in there, you know, get something to eat. And you can't go in there and sit down. I don't care what you try to eat cheap. You ain't coming out of there with less than $25.
Exactly, and I can take five days of $25. That's just one meal.
I remember when Tiff and I, we were driving that company truck. We used to run Laredo. Hell, we used to go in, her and I, we didn't. I mean, we took food with us, but not like we did, you know, after we got our truck. But, hell, the two of us could go in and eat for $25.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know,
I mean,
and that was with the tip.
You do two meals a day. Right. And you do two meals a day, that's $50 a day. I could take that money, half of that, for like 2 days and buy my groceries and make everything, you know. I mean, I eat chicken, Caesar salad.
I think that's why Jeff cooks in his truck, because the money he saves, he can spend on lot lizards.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no, I don't think he's paying for it. He's a schmoozer for sure.
Oh,
but,
he says that.
Mean,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. If you've seen some of these women, yeah.
Oh, you know what? Did you really have to go there? Now, that's just something right there. That's just a vision. That's hard to get out of your mind.
To him about it because I don't agree with what he's doing. And he knows it, but he doesn't say too much to me about it anymore.
See, I thought for the longest time, maybe you and him was trying to have a little bit of...
Yeah, I heard that story, and that's all it was.
Huh?
I wouldn't touch that man with your dick.
Hey. Yeah, please.
No.
Why you gotta be so angry?
No.
Robbie, you hear that?
He tried that in Dallas the first time I met him. No. Mm-mm.
Listen, Linda.
Yeah, that one.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, Jeff, when we first met him, the first time he had met him was on the bus going from the parking lot over to the truck show.
In Dallas.
A piece
no.
of work. No, Don Matz. That's when Detroit sponsored
right,
the parking
right.
lot. And they had the buses running back and forth. And we got on there, and Tiff and I was sitting clear in the back on the left side of the bus. And Jeff was standing up right beside us. And Tiff said, man, I was hoping God he would park. Because he's
perfect. Yeah.
And he had a line of shit. He was sitting there. We laughed about it, but he was actually sitting there, standing there flirting with Tiff the whole way over to the damn show.
Mm-hmm.
And Tiff said, you know, oh, yeah. then as time went on, sure, then it kind of quit. And then the following year, then he finally kind of, I said, Jeff, look, you need to knock it off. I said, around the women, yes. I said, because I said, I know maybe you don't mean anything by it, but I said, if you keep that up, somebody, you're gonna piss somebody off. Somebody's going to clean your clock for you. You know, I said, just chill out, man. Just calm down. And he did for the most part, but he's still.
Oh, he can be downright crude. Like.
Oh, I know.
He said some things to me, and I'm like, yeah, you need to not. No, we're not going there. I ain't playing with your dumb ass. So that ain't happening. But he knows. I mean, I had to tell him to get him off my ass. I had to tell him I only date black people so he would leave me the fuck alone.
See, I believed that for the longest time.
What?
Huh? That's all you dated?
No. But I told him that to get him off my ass. So,
right.
Being the racist that
he
is.
He went around telling everybody that. He told me that.
I know. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, so Bumpy said, you know, because you and I was talking, and he said, Holly's a nice girl, man. He said, she is. He said, she's nice to talk to, but he said, don't think nothing, because he said, I'm telling you, he says, when it comes to somebody, he said, she won't give you the time of day. He said, you're the wrong color for her. I said, Jeff. I said, all I'm doing is talking to her. I said, I ain't trying to date her. I ain't trying to get in her pants. I said, that's just, we're just carrying on a conversation. Well, I'm just telling you, that's the way she is. If you're not black, she's not going to have no interest in you. I'm thinking, Jeff, wow. Ain't that what we was told, Tiff?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't doubt it, because anybody that I talk to, no matter who they are or what color they are, if they're not black, he will walk over to them and tell them, hey, don't talk to her. She'll never. He says that to people that he doesn't even know. And that's really been putting a wedge between us, because you don't know that, Jeff. Like, just because I didn't want anything to do with your fat ass. First of all, you're married. Second of all, you are definitely not my type. Not even close. Like, no.
So in order for him to get off my ass, I had to come up with something.
Holly.
He told his father that. And he, ugh. But
Holly.
Greg.
Holly. Take a deep breath. Listen, Linda. Why you gotta be so angry?
Oh my God. He's like,
kill her, Robbie.
Yeah. No.
Tell her, Robbie, don't be so angry.
Listen, Linda.
Be so angry.
Oh, he reminds me of that blonde chick that's on there with Smudge the Cat all the time. What's her name?
What?
Yep.
On where?
Facebook.
Smudge the Cat on Facebook. You never seen the memes with Smudge the Cat, that white cat?
Oh, yeah.
That's like Lou, which come down here that day. I said that because she's gay as hell. I mean, she's a lesbian. There wasn't no two ways about
no
it. She didn't. Well, we found, what was it, the second or third year down there. You know, I thought, I don't care. As long as you don't push that shit on me, I don't care. Well, I found a meme, and it showed this cat all fluffed up, and it's sitting there with its claws up, and its eyes real big, and it says, what was it, Tim? It said something about lesbians eat what? And it was a pussycat. And I sent that son of a bitch to her.
She got the biggest kick out of it. That was even worse.
Yes. She laughed like, oh, well, you know, for me, I don't give a damn. I mean, I don't care. I don't give a shit.
Exactly.
I say what I say and whatever. You like it or you don't like it, whatever. I don't mean nothing by it, but if you take offense to it, well, what was it earlier to say? You got, you know, you're not that old, so you can get mad and glad in the same clothes. I don't care.
Right. I have
no
filter either.
Don't get offended by it. If you do, such to be you, for God's sake.
Exactly.
I mean, if anybody was going to get offended, it would have been Holly out there at Mill Hall, because I rode your ass from start to stop out there last year.
And I came right back with it, too.
Yep.
Yes, you did.
Oh, Donnie.
Holly, there was only
Donnie.
There was a why he rode your ass so hard, because I wasn't there.
Exactly.
Donnie, down at Matt's, Donnie didn't know what to think of Holly. He says, man, she's kind of arrogant. He said, I don't know how to take her. I said, Holly's all right. I said, Holly's all right, Donnie. I said, it's the world. It's all wrong. And he said, what? I said, Donnie. He said, well, she come up and asked me if I was going to ride on my truck all night. I said, yeah. He said, she said she didn't want to listen to it running all night. I said, don't worry about her. I said, if it gets cold, start the bitch up. Let her run. As a matter of fact, I said, tell her, if she don't want yours sitting there running, switch places with me, Donnie. I said, I'll back mine over there. I said, she can listen to my straight pipes all night.
I only asked him because I can cover up my window on that side, and I won't hear a thing. I wasn't asking asshole. I just asked
him. He said, I don't
want to
piss her off, and he said, what the hell? You know, it's trucks. You know, it's. I said, Donnie. I said, don't take shit to heart. Donnie's like that. Then up there at Mill Hall, I finally convinced him, don't pay a whole lot of attention to the way we act up here, because we're all a bunch of clowns. I said, you better get a sense of humor, Donnie. I said, when you're around us, you better get a sense of humor, because if you don't, you got a long, hard road, I'll tell you now.
Right.
You know, because there ain't nobody takes offense to nothing. If they do, they get over it.
There was a couple of times we got him good, though.
Oh, yeah.
There ain't
a summer goes by that me and Robbie don't have one little argument over something every year since me and Robbie's known each other.
I don't let that bother me.
We
cut
down our throats. We go cool out for about a half hour or so.
And it's over.
Then we go drinking that night.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, Robbie,
Just like down there at Joe's Crab Shack last year when me and Robbie got into it down there at Joe's Crab Shack. You know, it wasn't nothing. He was tired. And I was an ass. Right. Well, he was tired. I made a smart-ass comment, and he was tired, and I had slept with pissed him off. Oh, he jumped in my ass. I jumped back. Well, then we had our words, and he got quiet. I got quiet, didn't say anything else. Later on, it's over with. You know, it was just a joke, but, you know.
If you don't have those things, then somebody's just a yes person, and that's no way to be either.
Right.
You know, if you're going to agree with everything everybody says, then you're not yourself. I mean, I'm different to begin with anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you said that.
Well, my ex used to tell me all the time, oh, you're just two balls shy of being a guy. What the hell is that supposed to mean? Whatever. I'll pay no attention to him. Just get along, that's all.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. More bills. Woo-hoo.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I'll send you some.
Oh, no, I don't need any more. Thank you.
I'll just send you my trailer payment, and that's it.
No, thank you.
Do what? Nope. I missed something.
I said just more bills, and he said, I'll send you a few.
No, the only bill I was going to send her is my trailer payment.
Return to sender.
Oh, shit.
Return to sender.
My hell,
no.
If she's paying trailer payments, I'll send her mine too.
No, return to sender. I'm sorry, there's nobody by that name here.
I'll pay the trailer payment
over my payment.
Yeah, but the only thing is you're using yours while you're paying for it. Mine, my trailer, had that utility hasn't moved not one inch since I quit hurling and went to where I could flap it. It hasn't moved one inch where I dropped it at. I ain't had the doors open. I ain't hooked the truck up to it. It hasn't moved. It's sitting there eating grass. I figured the flatbed sit there for 2 years, better than 2 years, sit there in one spot, and I never used it. I kind of sold it. So I figured that dry van could do the same thing.
Right.
So the thing about going buying another truck and putting underneath of it.
I think you broke up.
Yeah, I think your phone's breaking up.
I was just wondering how long it's going to take Peanut Gallery to cue in on that one. I think it looked good hooked to a double bunk cab over tip with your ass in the seat.
Ooh.
That's all hard to tell now.
Matter of fact.
Your phone's breaking up again.
I'll turn this truck back to stock, and you can drive it, and I'll get me a cab over and hook this drive in.
You will not be turning it back to stock.
And you can drive this, and I'll drive the cab over, but you're going to get it back. You're going to start with this way I did. You're going to start from the ground up. You got to start in the beginner class and work your way up to the big hammer.
Just remember that ECM that's on there, I drove with that ECM. Remember that.
I know. So, that's why you ain't driving it now.
Keep running your mouth.
Just like out there at the truck show, she kept telling me, let me drag race it. I said, I want to drive it home. Then she said, let me pull it one time. That was at Hartford when we went up there. Let me pull it. I said, Tiff, I need to drive it home. I got to work it this week. And then when the drive's got the bouncing on it up there at Hartford, I let off on it because the drive's got the bouncing. I let off, went back into it. I caught holy hell when I got back out the stands. She started telling me, well, why the hell? I don't know why the hell he left off, but why'd you let off of it? You was doing good. Why'd you back out of it? Maybe because the drive was bouncing 6 inches off the ground? I'd like to keep the rear ends underneath of it. That's why she don't pull it. Because
she's nuts.
That's right. Balls to the wall. As long as it's moving, just put your foot buried right in it. When something breaks, you know what she's going
to
do?
Fix it.
Well, I don't know what happened. It just quit moving. You out there, you got rear end gears, dry shafts, U-joint shit laying all over the track.
Wait a minute. I believe I got one of them calls.
What?
Hey, honey, get the checkbook out because the truck won't move.
It's going to get expensive. That was my words. You better get the checkbook out. It's about to get expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everything was intact. It just didn't move. It wasn't laying all over the ground. It just wouldn't go nowhere.
True.
No gas in it.
Well, that could have been a lot worse than it was, but.
This is true.
Tow bill, that was the cheapest tow bill you'll ever have. Towing it from Akron down to our house for $615. And then the parts and the time was more than what the tow bill was to fix.
Wow.
But we had to pull the trim in. Donnie was over in Helby. Donnie and I had the transmission out of here in, what, hour and a half. We took the transmission out and had it out under the truck in an hour and a half. And then 3 days later, I finally got the parts kind of put back together, and then I stuck it. Her dad helped me put it back up, get it back up on the motor, and then I hooked everything up because Donnie was out on the road. But, yeah, that was a week ordeal. Their dad said, uh-huh. You gonna pull it again? I said, yep, just as soon as I find the next one. And he knows I will. It don't matter. I got another ECM in here now, though, Robbie.
I'm ready for their ass next year. Yeah, this one that I put on here now, the horsepower on it, when you start pulling real hard, I've seen the horsepower up to 950, almost 1,000 horses. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
This little girl run, and the torque comes in right at the bottom, so the next drag race I'm in, I ain't going to be the one back in the back.
Wow.
I hope that ass goes out there with that Western star this year, next year at Mohawk. I got something for his ass. Now, what's your name with that Mac? I ain't too sure about him.
It'd be a hard race.
But that, huh?
It'd be a hard race.
Yeah, but that Western Star and that cab over Freightliner, I got something for his ass. That Freightliner, that cab over Freightliner beat me. I had his ass, so I missed that year. I know, coulda, woulda, shoulda. But, yeah, I had his ass by half a truck length until I missed six gear. When I did, it was just I watched him drive away. I said, well, what are you going to do? That guy down at the end of the track, he said, what happened? You had him. What happened? I said, hey, I just kind of grinned at him and threw my hands up. I said, hey, it's got to be a winner and got to be a loser. I guess today ain't my day. He just shook his head. He said, man, you're taking it good. I said, hey, it's all in fun. You know, it ain't no big money. It was all in fun. I had fun. I'm driving. Well, what are you going to do, you know?
Yep.
It's all in fun. The winner, you know what the winner got out of that down there that day?
What's that?
$20.
Really?
$20. That's
so
what the payoff
was
to the winner. There was only like $20. It was $20 to enter the pools per truck, and it was $20 for the drag race, which I wasn't even signed up for the drag race. I signed up for the pools because they couldn't get – well, I was already going to pull. But they was trying. They almost didn't have them because they couldn't get any of them cowboys to sign up. Everybody, you know, it's like we talked about, Robbie. Everybody wants to do outlaw shit. So it's time to do, you know, everybody wants to be an outlaw. So it's time to do outlaw shit. Well, there you go. Everybody wanted to be a big-time truck puller until it come time. And when they walked up there and they said to themselves, oh, I don't want to do it. I'm afraid I'll break something. No. And they chickened out. They had like 12 of them that were supposed to do it. Out of 12 of them, there was 5 of us that did it.
No.
5 trucks is all that pulled out of 12 that was originally going to sign up. Drag races, there was like 6 or 8 of them that was going to do it, and we ended up with the same 5. The same 5 that pulled signed up for the drag race, and I wasn't going to drag race on the dirt. I wasn't going to do it. But they was going to shut it down. They wasn't going to have them because they couldn't get enough participation, enough participants to go out that would, they couldn't get them guys to do it. Well, all them stands, all them people come down there. They come down there to see a truck pull, and they come down there to see a drag race. So now that was part of the show. Now, if they can't see that, then they're going to get upset, and they're not going to want to come back. And that's what I told Audie, was his name, Tiff, that had that Mac.
Yeah.
Me and Audie was standing there talking. His old guy was 70-some years old. And him and Audie, me and Audie was standing there talking. I said, you know what? I said, you want drag race? He said, I never did it. I said, me either. I said, these people come to see a show. I said, let's give them a show. He said, you going to do it? I said, yeah, I will if you will. He said, all right. We walked up and asked him, said, okay, we'll sign up. We're thinking that, you know, if we sign up, since they ain't got anybody, they'll just let us pull. Oh, no. No, no. We had to put $20. I had to call Tifter or bring me $20. We had to pay $20 for the entry fee to pull, and then had to pay another $20 for the drag races. And we paid the $20 and went out and drag raced just to pull their ass out of the hole so they would be able to have the damn show.
All right.
Ain't that cute? But the winner got $20. He basically got his entry fee back.
I thought, well, whatever. I mean, you know, it was fun. It was all fun. It was well worth it.
Right.
It was worth it. What's funnier than doing it almost is standing around out there after it's over with, listening to people out there in the stands talk about it, you know, and it's like football season. You got armchair quarterbacks. Well, you know, if he would have did this or he would have did that or done this a little different, that done it, he'd have done way better. And I laugh because I'm thinking, you know, you're sitting out, you ain't got a clue until you're sitting here in the seat and you're looking at it and you're feeling it. You know, it's a whole different game. So, but it's all good. I just sit and listen to them and chuckle. I think it's funny. But I don't know. I'll see how things go. If I get a new check clutch put in this thing before Bill Hall next year, I'm thinking I might let Big Girl get her ass in the seat for one pull.
You would laugh your ass off if I outpulled you.
No.
I'm going to laugh. He's going to be pissed.
I fuck both of
probably.
You. I'm thinking that I probably ought to wait until Canfield, until our show up at Canfield. Because I'm thinking the tow bill will be cheaper from Canfield to the house than it will be from Mill Hall to the house.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, you're only talking about 30 miles from Canfield down to the house. You're talking 220 miles from Mill Hall to the house.
I think we had enough towed out of that place last year.
Right?
Huh?
We had enough vehicles towed out of that place last year.
Yeah, I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was $700 for him to get that fixed because of wire burn on the fuel pump.
Really?
The plug on the fuel pump. The plug on the fuel pump arced and melted the plug. They had that car for what, Tiff? Almost a month.
Yeah, well,
They had to order the fuel pump. They had to drop the tank and change the fuel pump in the tank. And then to find out it's got another lift pump up on the engine, and they had to change that one too. It was like $700 to fix that car.
Yep.
At Ford Explorer, Donnie's. $700 Yep. Yeah, it was nuts. It was crazy.
It was fun, though. It was a good weekend.
Yes,
it was. We had a ball that weekend.
Would have been nice if it wasn't raining, but...
Oh, me and Donnie enjoyed it. We stood out there and talked to that cop, that local out there, at Bill Hall local cop. We stood there by his car and talked to him for, what, an hour and a half?
Easily.
Nice guy. He was a big old boy, though. He was one of them little Debbie boys. You know, one of them that Ron White talks about, jump up in the air and get stuck. Yeah, that's the way he was.
Oh, that's funny.
I stand there, we was bullshit with him. I looked over him, I say, where's your seatbelt at? He said, damn, seatbelt won't fit on me. I said, well, you got airbags. He said, shit. He said, by the time the airbag pops off, he said, I already have my fat ass up at the steering wheel. He was funny as hell. Yeah, that was a good time out there.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'd love to get a big bus like your dad's. I'd like to get one of our own. Just go down there. I'd love to get that thing up, get it up running, to book the trailer to the back of the bus. There ain't nothing to make me happier. I'd leave the truck at home. I'd go out there, just have that tour, have that big ass motor coach, one of that big like Greyhounds or big tour bus like that. With beds, kitchen, and all that, just like a big motor home, like a big motor coach for all of us.
where we could all stay in that, you know, have beds in there so everybody'd have a bunk or whatever. I would love to take that up there and pull in there and right down there where Tony has that big-ass bus parked, pull our shit right up about 30 feet from him and just set up and be right there, and just rub shoulders with the big boys. Say, see there? We just as good as you are. Ain't nothing personal, Tony. It's just business. I'd love it. I'd wheel that bitch right up in beside him. Huh?
You're just a shit stirrer, that's all.
I know. I've had 58 years to perfect that shit, and I ain't done yet.
I know.
Like I tell you guys, one of these days I ain't going to be around it. What are you guys going to do for humor and excitement? I got to get one of you trained before I die. That's why I've been trying to train Donnie and Robbie, but they slow it catching on. Holly, she's coming along pretty good.
I'm a quick learner.
I'm getting somewhere with Holly, but I ain't doing too good with Robbie and Donnie. Because Robbie and Donnie's too worried about somebody's feelings.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. I have no filter.
I can understand Robbie worried about hurting somebody's feelings because he lives too close to California out there. He's living with them liberals out there, you know. They're all them snowflakes, you know. They're all about, I don't want to make nobody mad. I might hurt their feelings. Right, Robbie?
No.
I know, Robbie. Fuck you, Greg. Well, just say it, Robbie. Just say it. Say what you think. Let it out, Robbie. Tell us how you really think.
All right, Richard.
I'll see. My wife, when we got together, she was as quiet as a mouse. Didn't matter what you said to her, she just shut up, be quiet, wouldn't say nothing. If I got loud or me and her got in an argument, she just shut up, sat there. Shit. Boy, that didn't last long.
Are you talking about me?
Huh?
No, he was talking about me, Holly.
I'm talking about Tiff.
Oh. Well, you know, you can only listen to you quietly for so long.
I said my wife, Holly. I'm not a Mormon.
I'm just saying. Anybody can only listen to you for so long before they have to speak up.
Seriously? Why you want to go there?
Yes, you can be abrasive.
See? Why you got to be so angry?
You can be very abrasive.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No. No. What did they say of Smokey and the Bandit? Bandit says when she asked him, everybody loves me. The world loves me. People love me. People all over the place love me. They don't know it yet. They don't know it yet. But they do. They love me. Everybody loves me. I love me. As my wife, she tells me all the time, I love you. I said, yeah, I love me too.
Pretty much.
See? Abrasive.
Hey, keep smiling. Better days ahead, people. Life's what you make it. Life is all what you make it. You can make your life miserable or you can have fun. And right now, the only thing you do is try to make life fun because it's miserable.
Yep.
Life is miserable right now. You just gotta keep looking ahead for better days.
True that.
Hopefully better days are coming.
Something's got to give.
Thinking about running for president.
Oh, God, help us.
Right?
Well, I figure if old Joe Schmo can win, hell, I should be able to at least have a fighting chance. Well, I'm going to do this year's truck show. I'll make up patches. Rick Spencer for president. The trucking president. We'll see how that goes out. Yeah, I go over like a fart in church.
That's what I was thinking.
I told you, Tiff, when I'm gone one of these days, I'm going to be a legend. It's my legacy.
In your own mind.
I'm going to be a legend.
God help us.
I know, right, Robbie?
I got it. Oh, shit. Damn it, man. It's dark out here. Oh. And it's cold, too. I mean, it's warm right here, but I know if I open this window up, it's cold.
But don't open the window.
I see.
Just put your hand on the window. You don't even have to open it.
It's, wait a minute. Ah, not too bad. 32 degrees. It's 32 degrees right here. I'm in Marion, Ohio, up here by... Almost up to Upper Sandusky, up 30, 32 degrees. Oh, hell. In the morning, by 11 o'clock, or by noon tomorrow, it's supposed to be 38 right here. Heat wave, baby. Yeah, that's short T-shirt weather right there.
Uh-huh.
Shit, next week it's supposed to be 50. Next week, it's supposed to be 50. We might have to break out the jet skis.
Go right ahead. I'll watch you.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay. Well,
shit. Be all right if I could keep something setting up, but I'd plop it over in the damn water. I know that water's cold.
Yep.
I don't even see you unloading it either.
Shit. I'm the only... Shit, I can unload it, but never touch the water. That's tough.
Yep.
We can unload both of them and never touch the water. The problem is that son of a bitch riding them jet skis is like riding a horse in a rodeo. You jump off the dock on that son of a bitch and see if you can stay on it 8 seconds before it throws you off in the water.
If I ever get on one of those, I know it'll throw me in the water.
I got on it right there at the dock. I was sitting at the dock. Alongside the dock with the engine shut off, floating on it, sitting on it. And genius there says, you got the keys to the pickup? Yeah, they're in my pocket. Give me the key to the pickup. If you blow off that loose key, we ain't got no ride home. I leaned over a little bit to get my hand in my pocket to get the truck key out and roll that bitch over and dump me right in the water right there at the dock. Yes, I did. Got back out of there, laughed that one off, got up, got back on it, rode up the river and back, come back, sitting there along the dock again. And what the hell did I do, Tip? Did the same shit again.
Yep.
I don't know what I did that time. I fell off of it again. Rolled right off of it again. I said, you know what? Time to go home. I decided right then that my best place for my ass was in that boat. But anyhow, all right. I guess enough.
Yeah, I'm
going to
get off here.
Night.
I'm going to make dinner.
It's 9:30. Yeah, you better. Your wife will be home and dinner ain't cooked and you'll be on the shit list.
It's okay.
Unless you can get Holly to send FedEx. Unless you get Holly to send something by FedEx, send some turkey down to you. No, FedEx, by the time it got there, it'd have feathers again.
Probably.
Right.
All right, y'all. I'm going to get off here.
All right, well, be safe. Stay warm.
All right. Talk to you later. Don't be strangers.
Yeah, be safe.
Call in once in a while.
Absolutely.
All right. Talk to you later, Holly. Be careful.
All right.
Robbie,
all right.
Later.
Bye.
Deb,
all right, bye,
talk to you later on.
Okay.
All right. Bye.